Hi, this is Joanne Verkeilen, founder and co-CEO of Circle and Bloom. Welcome to our new blogging series called How Einstein Would Get Pregnant. And this is week 5, and the title of this podcast is called The Paradox of Control and Letting Go. Last week, in week 4, we actually had a special guest, and that was Dr. Bernie Siegel. And we talked for a good almost half an hour with Dr. Bernie Siegel about his opinions about the mind-body connection. And we talked about the two tools that we have in our toolbox, the emotions that we possess, as well as the visualization capability that we have. I would like to spend time today kind of delving and expanding into this concept of our emotions and how we can improve our emotional health to improve our fertility and our overall physical health. So again, I talked about the paradox of control and letting go. And I think that when we talk about the roller coaster of emotions that we all go through with respect to trying to conceive and infertility, I believe that there is a paradox that exists between wanting and needing, of course, to feel in greater control, but at the same time needing to let go, all in an effort to feel better about, you know, how you are dealing with your TTC journey. Again, our thoughts are literally translated to changes in your body chemistry, both on the good and bad side. So just a quick little bit of background and how I really researched for this week's topic was that I'd looked at various sources of inspiration, ways that we can learn how to deal with our emotions with the hopes of providing you with real-world tips to really salve your, the roller coaster and very difficult, painful TTC emotions. But what I came across were, you know, fairly straightforward and somewhat simple lists of ways that we could either de-stress or find bits of happiness through the day. And in the blog post, I have various links to those types of lists. There's no reason for us to regurgitate this type of information. But what I was really wanting to do then was to look a little bit behind the scenes. I think those lists are great to feel better superficially, and it may help us for 5, 10 minutes, maybe an hour or two here and there. But if we can talk about getting to the heart of the matter, asking ourselves the difficult questions as to how that we can better emotionally handle the situation, I think that not only will we get to a better place, but we'll also discover ways, new bits about ourselves, new layers of truth within that we can all learn from. So getting to the heart of the matter. In my experience with TTC, PCOS, and secondary infertility, my emotions and raw emotions, I think, stemmed from the fact that I felt sort of completely out of control, not to mention the obvious problem of not getting what I wanted when I wanted it. But I think it was the difficulty in not knowing how the result would turn out. I was getting different information from every source I went to, and then I was not able to hold a pregnancy to term. All of this was fuel to create a very, you know, unpleasant experience, and one that if you are going through this, I am sure that you can relate to. And I think that when we feel out of control, we are stressed, anxious, and full of fear. In Bernie's book, and I talked to him a little bit about this in last week's session, we talked about his work with how he defined his patients, and some of them he saw as quote-unquote exceptional patients, those that gave their doctors a hard time, those that asked the difficult questions, and those that explored all of their alternatives. Instead of getting the cancer prognosis and turning their face toward the wall and deciding that it was time for them to just give up, these exceptional patients did just the opposite. Internally, subconsciously, they said no to that prognosis and took charge of their life. And this reminds me of a great example of our good friend Cindy Bailey, who is the author of a great book called Fertile Kitchen, which I highly recommend. Her website is fertilekitchen.com. And she, after having a workup, her fertility workup completed, her doctor gave her a 2% chance of getting pregnant naturally, a 2% chance. But rather than turn her head toward the wall and accept this grim prognosis, she refused to think of herself as this statistic and took charge of the situation. She researched diet and used relaxation techniques. She completely changed everything she ate, and she was pregnant naturally only 4 months later. So greater feelings of control, yet the need to let go. And so this is the paradox that I would like to explore with you. Bernie talks about, again, this exceptional patient concept and taking control, which I think is fantastic. It's the opposite of feeling out of control. And when we possess all of the information and we begin to feel that we can control the factors that are influencing our conception process, we feel empowered. And it's a great feeling. It's the opposite of not feeling in control and therefore feeling less stressed. How much do we start to put a tight grip on our life though? And if we can think about paradoxically letting go, it's like trying to catch a butterfly when you're chasing it, rather than simply opening the palm of your hands and letting it land there, being completely non-resistant to the events unfolding around you, where we believe that creates limitless possibility and true and deep peace from within. So I think there does exist a fine line that we must think about, that in creating the right emotionally healthful situation for pregnancy, this fine line between feeling in control but conversely letting go and letting life unfold is one that we propose to think about. As Lao Tzu and the Tao Te Ching said so beautifully, water is fluid, soft, and yielding, but water will wear away rock, which is rigid and cannot yield. As a rule, whatever is fluid, soft, and yielding will overcome whatever is rigid and hard. So this is another paradox. What is soft is strong. So this may be easier said than done. We've offered some suggestions. Let me go through them. We've offered four suggestions. The first is very similar to this exceptional patient concept, which is become your own patient advocate. Be the pain in the ass patient in ascertaining your situation. Explore all of the avenues that you must and refuse to believe, either subconsciously or consciously, that the fate rests only in your doctor's hands. This is your body, and retain complete control and power within, and trust yourself. The second suggestion is to listen internally. And I've proposed this many times in the past. The brain-body connection works both ways. You can actually listen to your body and trust that it is telling you what you need to hear. We had a comment left in last week's Bernie post by Christina, and she said that something incredible happened to her while using our IVF program. She visualized two eggs in her right ovary and one in her left ovary, and that the two follicles or eggs in her right were smaller than they needed to be. And she visualized this. And guess what? She was right. Then she focused on growing those two smaller eggs. And then guess what? They grew larger and became viable to the amazement of her doctor. So again, your body can talk to you if you give it the chance through relaxation and visualization. The third suggestion is journal your feelings. And I've said this, wrote about this a lot in the past, but I do believe that journaling can be life transforming for you now and for really the rest of your life. If you journal in the present tense, explore the wide range of emotions that you are feeling every day. And you might even want to do an exercise where you journal as if it is 1 year from now and you see your life in the exact precise terms that you want it to be and expressing gratitude as you write. The fourth suggestion is to practice mindfulness and the art of letting go. So through meditation or prayer using our programs, I think like journaling opens up a new window inside your soul, quieting the mind and your thoughts for even just a few minutes a day will relax you and ground you in a way that is hard to describe, and then come to the full realization internally that soft is strong. So with all of our podcasts and blogs that we're writing for our new series, How Einstein Would Get Pregnant, we welcome and hope that you are inspired to share your own story, your thoughts, and suggestions as to how we can, suggestions even for topics that you would like us to cover and or other people that you would like us to have on the show. So you can reach us at joanne@circlebloom.com or just come to our website at circlebloom.com/blog. And that's where all of our blogs are that correspond to this podcast. Thank you so much for listening.